Today, we're going to be going through the letter that Corey Richens wrote and was discovered in her jail cell while she was seizing out because they gave her the wrong medication again. It's a whole other issue right there. But let's talk about the letter itself. We're actually going to read through it in its entirety. The best I can read her chicken scratch. It doesn't look too bad, but you have a copy as well, Stacey.
Yeah.
I have a copy here, so we'll try and work our way through this. As you know, Corey Richens accused of murdering her husband and then writing the children's book about it. And now it looks very much like she's trying to cover that up by... if this is discovered to be what it is, which it very much appears to be what it is, trying to tamper with witnesses, which would be her family members. So let's go.
Is there a privacy thing in prison? Like if you write a letter to somebody, does it just get mailed without anybody ever looking at it to see what the heck you're talking about?
No, they look at it.
Okay.
You have no privacy in prison. Everything that, I mean... It's not to say that they check every single thing, but they do have the right to check every single thing. So if they are, in a high profile case like this, you would guess that they would. But the thing is, they found this inside of a book in her cell. And the question that is being raised here on this piece of evidence, which it is now, is was it obtained legally? I mean, I guess, yes, you can go and search. You have every right as the state has every right to go through and search a cell at any time. But she wasn't in there because the state gave her the wrong seizure medicine. So she had a seizure. And that's the sixth time they've given her the wrong seizure medicine since she's been in jail, which I think she's guilty of sin, in my opinion. But for the love of God, you have to follow the rules of basic human decency. If the woman has a problem with seizures, give her fucking medicine the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
What is wrong with it? I mean, this is nuts. I mean, yeah, it's the same reason why Alec Murdaugh should get a new trial if the allegations are true. He's a piece of shit. But we don't do half-assed trials in this country. We also, we don't cruel and unusually treat our prisoners by not medicating them correctly if they already have a condition that needs that medication. So start following some of that shit, everybody, and then we'll have less issues on appeals. So here is the letter itself in the very top on page one, very large letters, walk the dog. Stacey said earlier, wag the dog, which seems more appropriate. And it also says, but take vague notes so you remember.
Okay.
Okay. And there's a little asterisk by it. So here we go. I don't have the key to who everybody is that she's talking about in this letter. So we'll kind of have to figure that out as we go. Starts out, Sky is saying, even if, and that's underlined, the gummies. Does that say gummies? I'm seeing gummies, it does. Right? The gummies have fentanyl in them. The prosecutor will say, I tried to put the fentanyl in the gummies so Eric would have them. Stupid, I know, but that's what she's thinking. We will still test them, though. However, she wants to link Eric getting drugs and this from Mexico. So we need some kind of connection. She's kind of basically saying we need to create this connection here. Her private investigator is doing some research on the ranch cartel place Eric would stay at. Here is what I'm thinking, but you have to talk to Ronnie. He would probably have to testify to this, but it's super short, not a lot to it. He will need to tell Sky at the meeting next week. Upon information and belief, just like they say, a year prior to Eric's death, Ronnie was over watching football one Sunday, and Eric and Ronnie were chatting about Eric's Mexico trips. Eric told Ronnie he gets pain pills and fentanyl from Mexico from the worker at the ranch. Not to tell me because I would get mad because I always said he just gets high every night and won't help take care of the kids. There are pictures in my phone of Eric passed out on the floor or on the chair. I'm trying to find my place here as I scroll through this chicken scratch. Passed out on the floor in the chair. Ronnie should have texts from Eric talking about getting high as well. Eric told Ronnie he keeps them in a allergy pill bottle in his work truck, so I won't find them. Ronnie never told me about the conversation. Eric finally told me and asked if, I want to say it's Carmen?
Yeah.
Could get him some. Eric never wanted anyone to know he had an issue, especially to get caught. He always wanted Corey to go down for him. So she's talking in first person there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Odd. When they traveled, Eric would put his drugs in Corey's bag at the airlines right before they boarded. That way, if they were caught, Corey got in trouble, not him. Once they got to wherever they were going, Eric would pull the drugs out of her bag and it would cause a huge fight. She was pissed. He would risk her going to jail for his drug use. He just would laugh about it. Eric couldn't run his...
Couldn't ruin
his image. Okay. I'm sorry. This is hard to read.
Yeah. It's slanted weird.
It is slanted and scrolling. I'm going to try and zoom out a little bit here so I can read it better. Eric could put the drugs out of her bag. He would just... Okay, here we go. Going to jail out of her bag, and it would cause a huge fight. She was pissed. He would risk her going to jail for his drug use. So she's trying to set up a narrative here that he was a big drug user and he was putting her at risk, transporting the drugs that he would use and such. He would just laugh about it. Eric couldn't run his, Eric could ruin his image that he had drug issues, so he would do whatever he had to. Corey has never done any of these types of pills, didn't like them. Rarely would she consume THC, only if Eric begged her because it was a special occasion.
Okay.
Okay, so she's writing in first person because she's telling them that this is how you need to say it.
Oh, and here's the asterisk.
Here's the asterisk. Reword this however it needs to make the point. Just include it all. That's what she's saying. So that's why she's writing in first person. She's saying this is what you need to tell investigators is exactly that narrative.
Wow.
The connection has to be made with Mexico and drugs. So she's trying to make it look like he got the drugs from Mexico and that he overdosed himself. Ronnie will have the messages to prove Eric confided in him about getting high. It can be short and to the point, but has to be done upon information and belief, LOL. Odd place for an LOL.
Yeah, it is.
She's an idiot. She really is an idiot. They never found pain pills or fentanyl in my house because he hid it in an allergy bottle in a work truck, and Cody emptied out work truck within a week, so they were never found. On to page 3. When you talk to Ronnie about this, meet up with him in person. I worry sometimes your house and phone are bugged. Maybe drive down to SL and meet him after work with, what does this say? With Bri? The Sky has to make the connection between Eric and Mexico because that makes the most sense in her mind. She's really trying to control the narrative here.
Yeah, she is.
If it's Ronnie's information and belief about the conversation over football, she can use that as a connection. Tell Vanny, don't overanalyze it. It was a quick 2-minute conversation. LOL again. Tell him I need him to do this. Bring me home and then we will get those damn bitches.
Oh, my.
Okay. Also, please text Lotto or call. Tell him, do not text me anything about us doing things together, ever. Like church, skiing, trips, nothing that puts us together. It doesn't look good. probably okay. Not. What is, I don't know what that all means, but probably does not look good. But it sure sounds like you did stuff together, Corey.
Church, skiing, and trips.
Which is things, right? things everybody does with people who aren't their spouses, right? That's just totally normal. That's just
weird.
We're so close to the end. Let's push through. Have the conversation with Ronnie before he meets with Sky. Then tell him to tell Sky at the meeting about the conversation. Hang in there. We're almost there. Love you to the moon. Heart. Take vague notes of all this so you remember before you walk the dog.
No, it's wag the dog, you dumbass.
But it says walk the dog.
I know.
Take, how does any of this make, walk the dog is another meaning here. Take vague, so? Vague notes of all this so you remember before you walk the dog. Why would you need to remember any of this to walk the dog?
You know, let me look this up. Let me see.
This there's some other, there's some meaning. I don't know.
There has to be. I mean, maybe it's wag the, inside thing.
Or wag the dog. Maybe it is exactly what you've been saying is wag the dog.
Oh my God. Walking the dog is to fondle one's penis. According to Urban Dictionary.
Take vague okay. notes of all this to remember before you walk the dog. Oh God.
Continuing, I think that must not be what she means here.
Who the fuck knows? Continuing to page four. I saw a commercial yesterday. Utah Mortgage Relief. Google them, please. It's for people behind on their mortgage. Can you see if they can help at all on mortgage house, please? We have to get hers, yours, and Chelsea's?
Chelsea. Yep, taken Chelsea's care taken care of.
Try to go to that place in Kamas. What about asking Lotto to do a loan solely in his name? And not have you in there. I know he can do a home equity line of credit on his house in Hideout. Not sure if he would, but I know he has like a million in equity. Maybe he just doesn't know about a HELOC, home equity. I'm glad he's just going into the details of HELOCs. If he wants to help me, taking care of those loans is most important. I don't give a shit about the, what?
It looks like Yotels. I don't know what that means.
Yotel Motel. It's a party at the Holiday Inn. Remember, I told you one way to get at Katie is going through my phone and finding a picture of her girls, even with the boys. Print it, copies, and send them out anonymously to different media companies. Obviously, don't email the picture so it's not traceable. She'd be livid if it got out there to the public. You would just have to do it sneakily and be careful. She would try and trace it back to you. If not, no worries. What is she talking about doing there?
I don't know.
This is a really vindictive, evil human being.
One way to get at Katie. Wow. She's got a vendetta against Katie.
Yeah. Sky is having the My Girls do the first interview with Good Morning America. Please tell Chelsea to bring up that he hasn't been to church in the 13 years she's known him. And Eric would brag to her about how much he drank and did pills in high school. Tell Kelsey to say Eric always wanted Corey to go down for him. For example, he would put drugs in her suitcase when we would travel together. So if anyone got caught, it was Corey. He would put it in her bag right before they left the house so Corey didn't know. Then when he would land wherever, Eric, this is like the same thing from earlier, but yeah. She wrote it again. I'm wondering if this is like a draft letter and then another letter of the same thing. Then when he would land wherever, Eric would take them out of her bag and Corey would be pissed and they would argue about it. All Kelsey, or tell Kelsey to say have Eric that how Eric didn't care and would just laugh about it and say, well, I can't get in trouble, as if it was okay that I got in trouble. Have Selma talk about Eric in Spain not being able to drink, so he was looking for drugs the entire time, and explain the drink the waitress gave him and how I called his doctor and went to the pharmacy immediately to have a talk about how the sisters have always been jealous of me because anything they could do, Corey could do better. Being a mom, college, stay-at-home wife, until she built a $1 million company. A nice house, car, everything she had, they wanted. This comes down to jealousy, money, and Eric's partying that they don't want to acknowledge, and sadly, an accidental overdose. Lastly, don't forget to walk on the gun receipts or work on the gun receipts. We want to file charges and let the prosecutor not do anything about it to use in or defense. Will you buy a box of Crest white strips, open them up, put in an envelope, and have Sky give them to me? You can tell her what's in the envelope. I'm sure she won't care. Make sure they can't be found in my cell. My teeth are yellow from so much coffee and tea all day. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hang in there. We're getting there slowly. You're the best mom in the whole world. I'm so lucky to have you. I tell you what, that mom is cursed to have that bitch as a daughter.
My God. You know, so here's how you can basically screw with the defense. And can you give me some Crest white strips too while you're at it?
Get the Crest white strips. Don't forget the white strips, mommy, when you're lying about me to the police.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.